What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
There are certainly bad people in this world. And when there's a bad living person, they're not necessarily demons. They're just bad, horrible, despicable, deplorable people. But what happens when you have something on the other side that is doing those things or assisting the living in those dark, dark things? Almost making the living complicit with the dead. And our next story really is a one of a kind. It's of a nursing care facility where the living playing a part in very, very disgusting behavior. Just completely despicable behavior, the way that they are treating those that they are charged to care for. But there is a paranormal element to this story, a paranormal element of those who pass on in this care facility coming back, and the possibility that the paranormal were playing a role in the deaths of several patients, taking them to the other side as well. Take a listen. I've been taking care of an elderly lady in her home. Once she passed on, I was looking for another job. I see in the paper this nursing home not too far from me was hiring people to work there. I applied and I got the job. I had four people to care for, Fred and an older man who was in a wheelchair. Claire, an older woman left there by her kids, she was in great health. Candy, a 20-year-old mentally impaired, and Bill, a yeller and a screamer, never happy about anything. Candy had the mind of a 6 or 7-year-old. She tells me people came into her room and beat her up a lot. I do know she had many nightmares. Carla told me people got beaten and killed in this nursing home. People got tired of taking care of, or people that told too much about what was going on in the nursing home had it in for them. Bill said he often was beaten up while he was sleeping. Fred said some of his friends just went missing and they weren't even sick. I met Bonnie Sue, a nurse's aide. She was very nice and she would be the one to train me on the job routine. After 2 weeks of training, I was on my own. Twice a month, everyone worked the graveyard shift. I usually worked days or afternoons. The first night of working the graveyard shift, I heard screaming down the hallway. I went down the hall to see what's going on, and I can't find where the screaming is coming from. I checked all the rooms in my area. Everyone seemed to be sleeping. The screaming noise seemed to blend into the hallway walls. I went back to the desk. When Audrey came back from her end of the hallway, I told her what happened. She told me she hears that all the time. The next time I worked the graveyard shift, not only were the noises of screaming, but I could see people walking the hallways. As I watched them, they seemed to either disappear into the walls or just vanish. I got the shivers and hoped I never had to work the graveyard shift by myself again. I told Bonnie to Sue about this, and she told me many times, you'll see, feel, smell, and sometimes touch you. You just can't explain it. She told me this happens in daytime hours, too. The screaming, she said, has not been able to be sourced or to figure out where it's coming from, but she is sure it's from someone being hurt. I was off a day, came back to find Bill with bruises on his face and arms and a cast on his leg. I asked him what happened. I was told he fell out of his bed last night. My gut feeling didn't tell me that. I told that to Bonnie Sue. She said he didn't fall out of bed. I said, so what happened? She told me, for my own good, it's best I didn't know. Candy had just had her 22nd birthday and was found dead in her bed. She was in good health. Down the hallway the other way, another person was also found dead in their bed. I never knew that man. He was not in a hallway where I worked. I often took Clara out to eat lunch, get her hair down, and do some shopping. She said people that know too much or are a burden to the people that work here are killed or beaten up. It happens a lot. Can you please let me live at your house? I did investigate if she could, but her kids were her guardian and they had to give permission and they couldn't be found. I was with Clara all day on my day off. We had fun. She didn't want to go back to the nursing home and was crying. She said someone tried to suffocate her last night. I was beginning to believe what was going on there. I wanted to protect her. She became a great friend to me, but I couldn't take her home with me for the night. She could be gone from 9 a.m., but had to be back by 4 p.m. I bought food for us, and we ate at the picnic tables on the grounds for dinner that time, and she liked that. I just felt that I wanted to stay with her forever. The next day when I went to work, I went to check on Clara. She was not in her room. Just then, I see her coming down the hallway. Hi, Clara, how are you today? It felt as if she walked right through me. I got the shivers. I looked back and I didn't see her. I went to the desk to ask Audrey what happened to Clara and, oh, you didn't hear from Bonnie Sue, she said. I said, no. What happened to her? When Bonnie Sue went to her room to check on her, she had a hard time breathing and she died. I see Clara all day that day, down the hallways in the bathroom, outside by the tree. It was as if she wanted me to know something, but I just couldn't figure it out, and I was frightened too. I gave my 2 weeks' notice, and I would be quitting there. Not long after that, Bonnie Sue called me up. It was not quite 4 a.m. I hear her voice, come quickly to the store, now. I knew she was either frightened or excited by her voice. I got there, and she said this to me. I went to check on my patients. Fred is one of them, along with three others. The others were in their bed sleeping. I couldn't find Fred. I asked Audrey if she saw Fred, and she said, not tonight. I walked down the hallway. I heard that screaming in the cafeteria. I flipped on the light, and there was Fred, hanging. What? He can't get out of his chair by himself. Who helped him? She said she phoned the police. Now they believe me when I say something is going on here. Bonnie Sue told me every time someone died, she phoned the police to tell them, but they never believed her. If it weren't for Fred not being able to get out of his chair alone, she said they still did not believe her. But he didn't hang himself. The place was closed. Audrey was arrested, along with some other employees and the owners. They left patients in their beds for days, wet and stinking. The kitchen where food was prepared was not up to health standards. People died mysterious deaths. Some were not claimed as dead, and yet money to the nursing home still kept coming. Bonnie Sue became a registered nurse. She works at a hospital helping accident victims. She loves her job and told me the last time I saw her, I protect all my patients the best I can. The place was torn down and a parking lot made in its place. Now that the parking lot is for the nearby church, a holy place, maybe now the spirits of the dead that died there when it was a nursing home can finally rest. Thank you.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.